other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're into hour number two, simulcasting the syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. Joining us from Minnesota, he's about to travel down to Mexico, do some surfing, is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, of course, a star of films like The Running Man, Predator, and many other films. He's hosted a MSNBC national television show. He's hosted NFL football. There's not much this guy hadn't done. And now he's got a huge show. They're saying it's going to be their big push in the winter, their big number one promoted show. And I'm seeing that now in the media. That's conspiracy theory created by Jesse Ventura. I'm a consultant on it. I'm in some of the episodes. I'm very honored to be involved in it. And to give you the inside scoop, he starts the Media Blitz tomorrow. To give you the inside scoop is Jesse Ventura with us for the next hour. We may twist his arm a little bit in the next hour to take some phone calls, but we'll see. Governor, it is good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here again.
Oh, are you going to?
I guess I should call you Huggy Bear. and I'll explain that for a moment. Now, Alex has been good enough. He appears in a couple of the episodes of Conspiracy Theory that we did, and so because he's the only really reoccurring character we've ever had in the first initial buy, we went back to the old Starsky and Hutch show, and yeah, I remember Huggy Bear, don't you, the guy that always brought the information to Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
Well, that's you now, Alex. So you're our Huggy Bear.
Well, I'm honored to be your Huggy Bear. you've not been able to talk about the show till now. They've unleashed you. You barely talked about it on Larry King Live last week, but now you've been given the green light to give people a foretaste or a idea of what's going to be in the seven episodes. And so we're all ears, Governor. I mean, tell us about some of the episodes.
Well, first of all, when I went on Larry, it was because, you know, it was election night and Larry truly wanted my opinion on the latest off-year elections, which I'll do this right now. To me, why do they even have off-year elections? It's hard enough to get people out there to vote. Have them all on year. They do that so that they get a small voter turnout because it's easier to control small numbers. And so that's why that happens pretty much. But that being said, that's why I was on Larry, was mainly for the election stuff, not so much a promotion of the show, because I'll be going back on Larry later on the end of the month, right when it gets to the debut date, which, of course, is December the 2nd on the True Channel at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. And so I'll be going back on Larry then, and at that point in time, it'll be a promo for the show. So I just did Larry where they promoted a little bit, but it was mostly on voting, but or on the vote.
Well, Governor, hold on. We're about to go to break, and I don't want to stop you. I want you to have free flow and go over as much as you can tell us about the episodes, because I've consulted some, but I still only have a few pieces of the overall puzzle. And I know that you've stated that you believe this is fair and from our perspective, probably the first television show ever that's actually from people who questions perspective. That doesn't mean that you or I or anybody buys all of what's being said out there. So I want to talk about that when we come back in just a minute. But in the 1 minute we've got, what is your take on Republicans sweeping all over the country and Obama's plunging approval rating?
Well, I don't think it's so much Republicans sweeping. As you know, they lost that congressional race up in that heavily Republican district in New York that hadn't gone Democrat.
Yeah, but the Democrats threw that. They threw that. I mean, they had their...
Well, maybe so. Well, to me, the elections are truly irrelevant. And as far as Obama's ratings falling, that's a natural occurrence. You know, I don't want to throw water on the fire or anything for those people that, you know, for whatever reason, but I at one time had 72% approval ratings. Well, certainly by the time you get out of office, mine actually dipped below 50 later.
No, you're right.
When you have to make hard decisions, when you make those hard decisions, some people aren't going to like it, and a lot of people are one-issue people.
Jesse, we got a break. We got a break. Stay right there.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, surf's up, ladies and gentlemen, and here comes Jesse Ventura into the info war. Coming up in early December, the launch of his long-awaited television show, Conspiracy Theory, on True TV. Here to tell us dates and times and inside details first on this radio show. When Jesse called me back Friday evening and said, okay, I'll do your show first, I was extremely honored. And so, Governor, I really do appreciate you coming here first to talk about it. I know the media blitz starts later today and tomorrow. But we were finishing up when you got cut off by that break. You were talking about you're not surprised Obama's approval ratings dropped. Yours went from the mid-70s to the high 40s. But that was 4 years later.
Yeah, that's true, Alex, but it's going to happen. You know, the honeymoon wears off. The hard decisions have to be made. People many times disagree with those tough decisions, and your approval rating starts to fall. The positive for me, the way I always looked at it, was like this. I was in a three-way race, not a two-way race. I won with only 37%. So even if my approval, say, fell all the way to 45, that was still 8 points higher than what I won with.
Sure. And George W. Bush's went from 92 to 39. But again, that took
He had to have been lower than 39.
Yeah, some approval ratings had him at 25. I mean, there's
yeah,
so many polls.
Jesse would sound with the hardcore Republicans. In the end, I can't see him even getting over 30% approval overrated.
Well, I know Congress...
That's just a political gift from his party.
Exactly. I know that the overall Congress, both parties, had an 11% when he left office, and it's now going back down that direction again. My point is, Obama's approval rating has broken records, according to the major pollsters, for falling the fastest in the first year of a new administration. And now he's losing his base. The CBS News last night reported he is putting in 40,000 more troops in Afghanistan. And Jesse, I know you've researched this and are well read on this subject. Let's talk about this right now and then get into the show. There's 12 times the opium, 12 times coming out of Afghanistan of what was coming out 8 years ago. And even the BBC admits our troops are guarding the opium. So, quote, the Taliban doesn't get it. No, that's so the banks can launder $500 billion in smack every year. Governor Ventura, your take on this war.
Welcome in my lifetime now. How wonderful it is. Welcome to another Vietnam. It's that simple. It's going to accomplish nothing. Guys are going to die over there on a constant basis as they have in Iraq. And, you know, welcome to another Vietnam. When this is all over and done with, I do it right now, Alex. I sit back and go, how is Jesse Ventura benefiting from these two wars? And I can't think of a thing. And yet, we've got people out there protesting whether people should be able to go see a doctor or not. If we wouldn't have fought these two wars, we'd have plenty of money for health care, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. And
my point is, wars are the most destructive thing mankind can do. And when he engages in them, it has no benefit. It's like Hermann Göring said, the best thing a farmer can get out of a war is to be able to come back on the same farm he left before the war started. That's the best outcome, the very best. There will be nothing more than that. And when is this country going to wake up? You know, I sit back and I can't say I'm speechless because I'm bitching about it right now. But I cannot believe that people aren't protesting these wars. And now we're sending more troops in to accomplish what? The Russians couldn't win there, and we're so stupid, and our ego is so powerful that we think we can.
Well, they can't win the state of objective to bring democracy and freedom to Afghanistan, but if the objective is to destabilize the region and have bases to menace Iran and China, and if the state of objective, the real objective is to launder drug proceeds, then it's mission accomplished. They just need to sit there.
If that's indeed what it is, Alex, then you're absolutely correct. It's mission accomplished. If that's what they're accomplishing out of this, I can't prove that that's what they are or aren't doing at this time, but certainly from a base perspective of Jesse Ventura, American citizen, I don't understand how I benefit by these wars one bit or any of the rest of us benefit by them one bit.
Okay, here's an example, then we'll get into the TV show.
Sure.
I know you've been busy with producing the television show and flying all over the country, and we'll talk about that. You were really working hard on this. A lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money.
Harder than I wanted.
But at the same time, it came out 2 weeks ago, New York Times, that Mohammad Karzai's brother is the head opium kingpin in Afghanistan, and that he is a CIA operative on CIA payroll, and that basically so is Mohammad Karzai, and that our troops are guarding his poppy fields. And I was driving down the road a few months ago and heard BBC report the same thing before the New York Times did, and I already knew that. But to hear them report that, we guard the opium because if we don't guard it, another Taliban group will get it, and then they'll get too much power. That's what they're telling the troops. We guard the opium to win the war. You know the CIA got caught with opium in Southeast Asia and Vietnam. We're now in Colombia putting bases in. Anywhere there's drugs, our troops are there to eradicate the other guy's drugs and protect the drug kingpins that launder their money through U.S. and European banks.
And add to that the fact that that's how the CIA gets their revenue so that they can then do operations that they can keep away from Congress. Because if they have to do operations that require hire them to get money from our tax money, then they have to be forward enough to let Congress know what they're doing with the money. But if they're getting money via illegal drugs and making all sorts of money out of that end of the world, they then don't have to declare any of that to Congress, and that's when they can do these dirty jobs that the American public will never know about.
Governor Jesse Ventura, that is the nail on the head. Absolutely. I hadn't even thought to make that point. All those tens of billions in unaccountable money that these
That's
private interests...
That's how they run their operations so that they don't have to be accountable to the Congress.
Absolutely. In fact, in 96, that came out on C-SPAN with the CIA Inspector General testifying that the CIA brought in the crack cocaine epidemic.
Well, that I don't know. If you know about that, Alex, I don't. I can only speak to what I know about, you're better well read on it than I am.
I mean, you know as much or more than I do. You just brought up the key point that they're funding their black operations with this.
Oh yeah, no, I've felt that and known that for a long, long time. That's the simple way to do it. That's how you keep it out of the public eye. That's how you can get money to do political assassinations like in the old days when they used to attempt to kill Castro.
Okay, I'm going to shut up.
If they do that, if they get money from Congress, then they have to submit reports, and it has to be far more above board. But if they get the money from somewhere else, which can be dirty drug money, well, then they can spend it on any operations they want to do, and they don't have to be accountable to the American public or the Congress for it.
Absolutely. Governor, we've got you here to talk about the TV show, so I'm going to stop getting off on other issues. I apologize, but it's always interesting to hear your truthful perspective because you're absolutely right on those issues. Where to start with the TV show? I mean, I've seen the one promo clip where you went out to HARP and they threatened to arrest you, and then suddenly the equipment went dead. Let's go through the 7 episodes and give people an idea what's coming up.
Hopefully I can remember them all. I'll tell you, it was so hectic shooting them that sometimes I had to jump from one episode to another episode. And that plays games with your mind because you're focused in on one thing, and then, you know, the next half a day you might be doing something for a completely different episode.
Well, let me ask this. What's your favorite? What's your favorite episode?
I would say my favorite one would be 9/11. Because I think 9/11 was the original one that I took to the True TV people to sell them on this show. And so it was personal to me because of my investigation of it so far. So I would have to say that one is the most satisfying, although they all are pretty much. And I'll put it to you this way. The way that I'm going to explain it is quite simple, Alex. People can choose to believe the conspiracies or not, all 7 of these. And they're all fairly modern day. The one thing True Channel wanted to do, we don't go back to Kennedy, we don't go back. They wanted to keep this first series within the last decade, pretty much. And you can choose to believe them or you can choose not to believe them, but I'll guarantee you this, if you watch the show, you're going to get scared.
Even if
they're not true, there is still the element that they may be, they might be, and they could be. And maybe they are. And that should be enough to wake people up and scare them. This is the first show that I've ever done in my career where I got scared. And I don't get scared easy.
I remember a few weeks ago, I ran into, we were checking in at the hotel, and you walked up and you were shaking your head and you said, Alex, you were there with your son Tyrell, who's working on the show as well, doing a great job. You walked up and you said, Alex, when I go to bed at night, my head's spinning with all this information. This stuff is scary.
Oh, yeah. No, we went into some places that, you think is only fantasy land, but it could very well be reality land. And it's stuff that people don't even think about, don't deal with in their daily lives. You know, that's one of the main things is people out there have to earn a living. They have to make a living for their family. So they haven't got time to go delving into the underhanded stuff that government might be doing. And it's interesting, Alex, that we started this show with the concept that we were going to show both sides of the conspiracy and then allow the viewer to make a choice at the end of which one he or she would choose to believe.
Hold it there. Got a break, Governor. This is a key info.
Believe Obama is creating runaway inflation. I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter
going back to Governor Jesse Ventura, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. He'll be with us a little bit into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up specifically only for Governor Jesse Ventura at 1-800-259-9231. Quick question or comment for the governor coming up. Okay, you got cut off again by the satellite, making us go to break. Start over, Governor, with the point that you were making about the TV show.
Well, initially, Alex, we started off to do the show with the concept that both sides of the conspiracy would be told. If there were two sides, many times there may be multiple sides, but the two major sides, and then we'd let the viewer decide? Well, then the show had to go through a metamorphosis, if you will, or an evolution, whatever you want to call it, because when one side does not cooperate one bit, it is pretty hard to tell their story. And that was the case of the United States government. I did an interview the other day, a print interview, and the person asked me, and I said, well, you know, the government hasn't cooperated at all. And they said, this includes when Obama's taken over. I said, there's been no difference. I said, it hasn't made one bit of difference because we started the show. George Bush was still the president. And the show's been in the works, and I've been working on it for a year now, basically, or better. And the government cooperated nothing. Zero. Zilch. We could not even get a spokesperson out for the government. Well, we do get a few former government people who are now no longer working for the government who had courage enough to come out and talk to us and offer their opinions. But no one under the government would cooperate with this show at all. So then the show became simply more of the other side of the conspiracy being told, and now the viewer gets to see an alternative to what the government has pumped out in many occasions on the different conspiracies that they're involved with.
And by the way, we've got Governor Jesse Ventura's with us talking about the new TV show that's coming up in December and January called Conspiracy Theory on True TV. Again, Jesse Ventura is our guest. How much can you tell us about the 9/11 episode? Because I know that more and more as you went out and tried to talk to them, no one would. And Jesse Ventura, Navy SEAL, governor, fighter, is a lot more intimidating and a lot more effective than when Michael Moore, and I'm not against Michael Moore, kind of ninnies around. This is some dynamic confrontations.
Alex, in many ways, Michael Moore probably got more cooperation than I got.
Well, let folks in a little bit.
I got none. When it came to 9/11, no one from the government would talk to the show. No one from the 9/11 Commission would talk. No one representing any type of government agency would talk. I don't want to rep the show by saying what we did and where we did it and do all that because I want people to watch the show. The show came about like this. A victim came to me. And a victim pleaded with me, a victim who lost her daughter and her potential grandchild. Her daughter was pregnant, and she died the infamous day of 9/11. And her mom, came to me feeling that I was the person with this show who could bring to light the fact that we need a real investigation of 9/11 and not the one that they did. And so it's a natural progression then when it's brought to me, the next person I want to talk to is someone who was there, someone who actually went through 9/11, which we were able to do also in the show. And then from there, the progression goes to someone who was there during the cleanup, the almost 300 days that it took to clean up the mess and what went on there. Did an investigation occur there? We have the person who identified and saw the black boxes, which, of course, the government tells us were not found.
Unbelievable. Again, I don't want to give away too much, but
well, I want people to watch. That's why I'm just going to talk. I'm not going to give specifics of the show, Alex, because I want everyone to enjoy the show, and I won't narrate it before it goes on the air.
No. You're giving us a lot here, and I know a lot of the inside baseball, and obviously I'm sworn to secrecy. I'm just telling folks, I'm surprised you're able to get this on air, Jesse, because
well, Alex, it ain't on yet. I made a gentleman's bet at the start of this show that it would never see air. I felt we would complete them all, but I felt strongly that at some point in time someone wouldn't allow it, and so far it's full steam ahead. Now, we do have to wait till December 2nd because that's the airing again of the first show, which is, that's a couple weeks away yet, 3 weeks away.
In fact, I remember in October, you were in my car, we were driving around in the hill country, and you said, Alex, we're going to find out if this airs, because I'm going to do this from my perspective and be fair. We're going to see what happens. And you've put incredible work into it, and now you've just upped the bar again, saying we'll see if it's going to air.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Former Minnesota governor, former MSNBC host, former top wrestler, Hollywood movie star, author, best-selling author, multiple times over, and surfer, Jesse Ventura joins us. The surf is up. He is here. Okay, let's go through this then.
Wait a minute, Alex. How's the surf since that storm has hit Alabama down there?
You know what? I hear that there is a huge surf down at the Gulf right now, and every time I go down there, there's surfers everywhere.
Well, I should be down there right now, doggone it.
Why don't you just jump on an airplane, fly? Listen, you can fly to Corpus Christi in 2 hours from Minnesota, and 3.5-4 hours from now, you could be on the beach in 12-foot swells.
Well, I'll tell you, that's very tempting, but unfortunately, I got too much publicity to do.
Unfortunately, you're here on air with us, but we're all happy, Governor.
Well, it'd be tomorrow anyway, and so I got publicity all day tomorrow. Today, I couldn't get there in time, so it'd have to be tomorrow. But, oh, well, we'll pass on it this time. I'm certain there'll be more storms, especially after learning about HARP.
Absolutely. You know, I had the director of HARP on one time, and he admitted, oh, we turn the atmosphere on fire with it at night and starts laughing, and then somebody on the line cut the line off. And my producer saw this, and during the break, an Air Force officer came on and said, you can't talk about that anymore. So the military was bossing the civilian scientific head of HARP around.
Well, what's interesting, and of course for those that don't know what HARP is way up in Alaska, and that's one of the shows we go up to visit it and photograph it. And it's a group of about 180 radio antennas that all shoot 50,000 watts of energy up into the biosphere. I should say low frequency sounds up into the biosphere, which does cause a heating. Now, Alex, let me ask you this. Could that possibly contribute to global warming?
Absolutely. In fact, the scientists we've interviewed...
So this could be much more contributor of global warming than us driving our cars around.
Well, as you know, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 admitted to the Army Times they did have weather weapons then, and I've interviewed the former father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, and clearly I believe this is a false flag attack. We have had a lot of strange weather, and that naturally occurs, but there's been a lot of...
That's the opening show, Alex. The opening show, December 2nd, is on HARP, and I think people are going to find it a very interesting show. I went all the way up to Alaska and went to this location, and we jumped into a helicopter, and bear this in mind, this thing can knock airplanes out of the air. And it's a very interesting thing going on up there. It's the government, it falls under, let me put it this way, it falls under the military, the Air Force. And yet it is given the distinction of being an unclassified research center, yet I was not allowed in. Now, bear in mind, I used to have a top secret security clearance with the United States government during my 6 years as a member of Underwater Demolition Team 12 and SEAL Team 1. I was also a mayor and a governor, and yet I was not allowed to go into this supposed unclassified research center. If it's unclassified, anybody should be able to go in there.
Well, that's a good point. Jesse, on this specific subject, we can get into more detail because this has been released to the media. I want to play this clip and then ask you about it. This is a one-minute clip of Governor Jesse Ventura being stopped at the gates. He's about to just, I guess, bull his way on in there. And suddenly, the equipment goes dead. And I talked to the crew. This really happened. So they were using some type of electronic warfare jamming system. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Really need to go through the Air Force.
Well, we did. We got stonewalled. And this is strictly a research facility. Clearly, there's something going on here that they don't want people to know about.
There's a lot of cool science that we do with this facility.
Come on, man. I'm a Navy SEAL. The military don't do things unless it has a military purpose, and a military purpose is destruction and waging war.
It's a stalemate, or is it?
Back up a little bit from the gate so when people come through, they don't get intimidated.
When I get denied something, I do the opposite of getting intimidated. I get angry.
Jesse is about to walk right on through when suddenly...
Hold on a second, guys. I got a problem.
Yeah, our office interference.
The camera equipment begins to go haywire. Something is interfering with the audio and video.
This is more than unclassified. That's bullshit.
All right. Now, that aired on CNN. The potty language was cut out. But I don't blame the governor under that bizarre stress. So tell us what you can about the HARP episode, because this is amazing.
Well, we were denied access, as I said. And, you know, even though the security clearances I've had in my life and holding the position of governor, I guess, Alex, the only way I guess I can get in there is to run and get reelected to something again. You know, then maybe I would be high enough in the government that they would let me in and see what they're doing there. But that aside, and then we did have some problem. Now, it made it seem, I don't know what caused our cameras to go bad. I am not going to specifically sit here and say that they jammed them, that they did something to them. I will simply state that our audio and our visual did have some problems while we were outside the gate. Who or what was responsible, we never were sure or positively found out.
But to be specific, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I was just talking to some of the crew while we were shooting separately back in Los Angeles, they said that multiple cameras and audio and on the digital recordings, it was even distorting. I mean, this wasn't just one rig to have separate malfunctions, the same malfunctions. You're talking about one in a billion, one in a trillion? I mean, this is bizarre.
I don't know. I don't know. But all I can say is that we did run into complications, and what caused them or why, we were never able to ascertain. But, you know, and then when we, and then later on, all the equipment later worked fine, and we never had any more problem with it the rest of the shoot.
Well, I want to say clearly on the record that from the scientists we've interviewed, HAARP is designed to be a weapon. It can heat the atmosphere. It can direct those huge rivers of vapor, of condensation, of water as weapons. And the Chinese brag, the Russians brag, you can hire their government-funded companies to control the weather for you. This
let's remember something, too, Alex. There were treaties signed back in the 1970s that governments would not use weapon or would not use weather or nature for war. And we were one of the people that signed these treaties. And I think that's an important issue right here. If we sign treaties that we won't use things, we won't use nature to commit war, and then we might very well be violating the very treaties we've signed.
Well, that's a great point, and you made the point to me privately that, well, Alex, why are we signing treaties for weather weapons if they don't exist?
That's true also. So, you know, and I think people are also going to enjoy, there's another part of HAARP that we haven't mentioned today that will be the most terrifying of anything we've talked about, and I'm going to leave that up in the air, because HAARP is going to be, to my knowledge, the first episode, December 2nd. Again, I'll shamelessly promote it, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central on the True Channel. HAARP will be the first episode, to my knowledge. If they change it, then I don't know about it. And there is something in HAARP beyond what we've even talked about, Alex, that is more terrifying than what we have talked about.
And I know what it is, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. This is coming up. You know, finishing up before we get into the other episodes, during the break we were talking, you're saying you made the bet with your crew, and I remember you telling me privately in the car, you said, we'll see if it's going to air. I don't think it will, but we'll see. I'm going to try.
Well, I did a gentleman's bet with my crew and cast, basically. I said, I bet you, no money involved, just a gentleman's bet, that we will complete all of these. We will do all 7 episodes, and we'll finish them all. But I said, I still don't believe they will see the light of day, that they will be aired. And so far, I'm losing the gentleman's bet, but there's still about 3 weeks to go, and I hope that I do lose it. I do not want, and I'm a competitive person. I do not like to lose anything, but I'm hoping that I lose this bet. I don't want to win this bet.
Well, I hope that you do lose the bet as well, because I've been involved in a few TV productions. One of them.
This way, Alex, if it doesn't see the light of day, the show that we've completed, then I need to come back on your show, and we need to ask why. We need to, at that point, start addressing, I believe, the First Amendment.
I agree with you. Well, I don't see how they're going to air something that's more than fair from our perspective. And from what I've seen, and I know you're an honorable person, this is a extremely fair, leaning towards our perspective, because, as you said, you couldn't get the other side to come out and debate. There's nothing but stonewalling.
It isn't even a debate, Alex. We couldn't even get them to come out and make a comment. The government wouldn't talk to us, plain and simple. They wouldn't talk on HAARP. They wouldn't talk on 9/11. They wouldn't talk on anything that involved the government and their involvement in any type of conspiracy or whatever the conspiracy is. You cannot get anyone from government to participate or talk in any manner. It's that simple. And people need to understand that's the scary thing, overwhelmingly scary thing about doing this whole show, is the fact that government doesn't have to cooperate. They act like we work for them. And I believe they've forgotten something and we've forgotten something. They work for us. That's the way it's supposed to be. But in this country, I believe those roles have switched now, and the government views us working for them rather than the way it's supposed to be.
Well, that's just an incredible point, that things really are backwards now in this nation, in this country. And if they do allow this to go on television, which it looks like it's going to happen, Is that the system is so arrogant that they don't even care if we know the truth now? I'm seeing George Soros and Al Gore and Ban Ki-moon of the UN openly say we're going under world government, openly saying it's a new world order, openly stating it's about population reduction, one-child policy. L.A. Times reports there's going to be a tax on owning a dog or cat because they eat meat, which has a carbon footprint. You've got the global warming episode. We're going to talk about that. I mean, they're really coming out in the open. So is it that they don't have total control of the media, and this, and so you're getting through the chink in the armor, or is it they're so arrogant now they don't care if Governor Ventura goes out and tells you how screwed you are? They might even sit back and, you know, roast some marshmallows and laugh at us.
I don't know, Alex. I'm not in contact with any of these quote-unquote people, so I have no idea. Oh, by the way, yeah, global warming is the last one that I list to you of the is global warming a conspiracy?
Yeah, we were both here trying to remember all seven episodes, and finally it came to me, so I thought I'd shout it out.
Yeah, let's go. Well, you got it right there, because that was the seventh one that, like I said, when I shot these things, they were not in sequence always, and so it can get pretty confusing. It was a lot like governing, where you go from one meeting 1 hour to a completely different meeting the next hour.
No, I know it makes your head spin, especially when you're really into the minutia. Let's get into 2012, then we'll get into secret societies, Manchurian Candidate, Big Brother, and global warming. 2012, obviously, 3 days from now, on Friday, the huge movie is coming out where Woody Harrelson kind of plays the conspiracy theory type. I know Harrelson, so we're trying to get him on the show. In fact, that may happen. But what's your whole take on the real 2012 and the serious, in-depth research you did? And then separately in the show, I know you get into, without saying too much, whether it's real or not, the elite think it's real, and they are getting ready. I mean, to me, I think, in fact, I wish I was in that episode. I've been told I'm not. To me, that's going to be one of the hottest episodes.
Well, it is, and let me just put it this way, and again, I'm not going to go in and make it so people won't watch by telling everything that happens, but it goes far beyond, let me say this, the Mayan calendar. Now, the Mayans were very intelligent people way ahead of their time when it came to understanding the planets and the solar system and the heavens. They truly were, because I've learned this. Even with all of our modern technology today, the Mayans are right on. Our technology, for the most part, cannot prove them wrong under most things. So here you had a culture that took place many, many, many years ago that was very, very bright when it came to space. And this 2012 show goes beyond the Mayan calendar. It goes to some things that we know are actually real and completely backed up by NASA. And that's where I'll leave it right there, because I want people intrigued. I want them to watch the show. And the show will be on long before 2012 arrives.
Are you, knowing what you now know, doing the deep research, are you concerned about 2012?
I'm concerned, yeah. I'm concerned over the things that I have learned. Yes, I'm very concerned over them. And when the show's all air, Alex, and I don't have to try to intrigue a listening audience anymore, I'll be glad to come back on the show and openly talk about what concerns me after it airs.
Absolutely. That'd be a great radio interview. And also talk about how much hit the cutting room floor. You guys have done a ton of work. I mean, they've been working your butt off.
Here I'm trying to, you know how it works in the country, Alex? When you try to retire and quit, that's when your agent finds your jobs. when you're looking for the jobs for 20 years, they can't find you anything. No, I've been to L.A. so many times I can't remember since summer. I've been to Anchorage, Alaska. I've been to San Francisco. I've been to Oklahoma City, Kansas City, New York multiple, multiple times. And I've lost track of a few of the other places that I've been to. But the most unique was the thing going up to Anchorage to learn about HAARP.
Absolutely. And, again, I'm Huggy Bear.
Let me interject, Alex, of which I, up until about 4 months ago, I didn't even know what HAARP was. Didn't even know what it was.
This has been quite a journey for you. I know your son began to really get you into this 5-6 years ago. And obviously, I gave you some films, and that helped you along your journey. And then you described it to me at the hotel that now it's like the top of your head's blown off. The whole world's opening up, and it's quite a journey, isn't it, Governor?
Well, it sure is. And the exciting thing that I'll tell people when people say to me, why do I like to study this? Why do I like to look at it? Because these are things that very well can be real. And when you read a writer like, say, Tom Clancy or Vince Flynn, they're marvelous books, but they're simply figments of their imagination. They're carrying you through on their imaginary trip. I would rather look into and read about real history and hopefully get educated on it so that we're not stupid enough to allow ourselves to repeat it, which over and over I see it happening. Our stupidity is just unbelievable how we can be duped over and over again.
Absolutely. I mean, really, a conspiracy theorist is someone with an alternative history view. We'll be right back.
This
is Jones, and I want that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
Big Jesse Ventura is our guest. Governor, one more time for people tuning in, getting this exclusive first look at the TV show that, believe me, is going to be powerful, folks. Tell them when the 7 episodes are going to air, how they tune in, how they watch it.
Well, it'll be on the True Network, which used to be Court Television. It's located, if you got the satellite, I think it's right in between TBS and TNT. It's the station in between if you're on the direct dish satellite. satellite or whatever it is. But, you know, check wherever. And anyway, the first show will air Wednesday, December 2nd, and it'll be 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And it's a one-hour show. We're doing seven conspiracies. And naturally, I'd like to say this. Can we get completely into the conspiracies and everything about them? Absolutely not. You can never do that in an hour. So we focus on just certain portions of the conspiracy, which I think people will find it, especially your listening audience, Alex, are going to find it very interesting.
And so it's going to be airing every Wednesday in December and January, or are they going to skip one on Christmas?
I have no idea.
Christmas.
I'll be gone surfing at that time, and I'll leave all of you up here to take the repercussions from it.
What are you going to do if I come parachuting in when you're out there surfing?
Well, and I'll know everything hit the fan up here, because I know that if you're not doing your daily radio show, then the United States don't exist anymore.
Now, is my bunker ready next to your bungalow?
I don't know. You know, I'll tell you that my neighbor Fernando, he had to dig a 40-foot well down there, and it took him 6 months, but it would have taken him a year had there been good waves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to come back and take phone calls, but right now, let's get into the global warming episode.
Okay.
I mean, just give us a little taste of that.
Well, the big thing on global warming to me is this cap-and-trade legislation. It's nothing but bait and switch. It's a legislation that's designed to make money, not to solve the problem. And if global warming is indeed a problem, then why is the solution simply money-making that does nothing to address the actual problem? And that's the key of what we try to expose, and this is the cap-and-trade legislation for what it is, and the fact that there are 30,000 people with PhDs and science degrees that simply are not buying into global warming, and it doesn't seem to be that they get any type of their opinion is not being aired at all.
Well, that's right.
It's a very one-sided opinion.
Well, yeah, when Al Gore says all scientists agree it's man-made, and then you find out that actually the majority say it's driven by the sun and by nuclei from space causing cloud condensation. I mean, I'm not going to give away who you interview in the film, but this is going to be a powerful death blow, one more nail in the coffin against the greenies that want to tax us. I mean, it's come out that Al Gore has made over $1 billion so far off this. I mean, he owns a cap-and-trade company that you've got to buy carbon credits from. I mean, how obvious is this?
Well, again, it comes down to the legislature. Whether I'm not a scientist, Alex, so I'm not going to beat my head against the wall on whether it's real or not. But a good way to look at things is always view something not from what someone says, but from what someone does. And the cap-and-trade legislation is fraudulent because you can have a company that's supposedly polluting. They don't have to change at all. They can simply pay money and buy other people's and trade so that till they get under, and they'll still pollute the same, but then they'll be able to say that they're not. Well, that right away is fraudulent, and if that's fraudulent, then what else is fraudulent?
I tell you, that's a key point. Take the weakest part of their argument, break their neck right there. That's why we love you, Governor. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.